playing the tracks you know and the tracks you don't. This is The Alternative Show with Giles Cosgrove on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
is undoubtedly the greatest 12-inch ever pressed to vinyl. Live and loud across the county town, in full from 1983, released by Factory Records. That is New Order and Blue Monday. Online, on your smart speaker, on the app, and on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and this is The Alternative Show, introducing you to the most exciting new bands and artists in Taunton, the South West, and beyond, with rock, pop, and everything in between. Still to come, more from our album of the week, the return of Tears for Fears. Their new LP is called The Tipping Point. We've got a gig guide and vinyl revival, plus music on the way from Joy Division and Kate Bush. Right now, we're going to do the Spotlight On feature of the show. It's where we take a less well-known or underground band, we put the spotlight on them, we tell you all about them, and we play a few of their tracks in the hope you're going to go on to listen to them. And this week, it is a group that we were building and building right before the pandemic happened. We were so hype here on The Alternative Show. We wrote about them in the monthly alternative. Everything was going to get huge, and then everything got cancelled, and no one could go into the studio, which was a real shame for Floss Vita, because they were on the cusp of recording their debut single. I got so impatient, I just played the demos. And it's something that I find with a lot of bands that I play on this show. They'll let me hear music they're working on. They'll send me demos and they'll be like, please don't play this, it's not ready yet. And I'll listen to it and I'll think, man alive, you could get away with releasing this right now and no one would know the difference. And that is exactly the case with Floss Vita. Incredibly talented musicians. They're led by Jess Leach on vocals and guitar. You've got on drums, Kaylee Bees. And on bass, you've got Sam Roberts. They're a great throwback to that 80s jangle indie pop sound. Do you remember the C86 mixtape they gave away with the NME? It is very much that sound. And it's a proper testament to how much they care in the fact that they were so patient and they waited this long to go into the studio and do their debut single properly. Because we've played the demo of this track so many times a couple of years ago. You compare the demo to what they've released now, the studio version, which comes out on the 2nd of April. So this is a proper exclusive. You can't hear this anywhere, in fact. You can pre-save it now, but you can't hear this for a while unless you stay tuned to The Alternative Show. If you compare the demo to the studio version, they are worlds apart, and it is testament to their talent. Really exciting stuff coming from Floss Vita. You can see them live in Bath at Moles on the 2nd of April. They are debuting this track live. It's a whole gig. You can go to it. There's some great support playing as well. So make sure you're there. Get your tickets now from the Moles website. moles.co.uk/events. It's brand spanking new from Floss Vita. Released on the 2nd of April exclusively here on The Alternative Show. This is Jellyfish.
I miss you.
on the app and on your smart speaker. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM with Giles Cosgrove.
Pit and Harlem right here on The Alternative Show with me, Giles Cosgrove, live and loud on Tone FM. Still to come, we've got a gig guide and vinyl revival, but right now we're going to play another track from our album of the week. It is the return of Tears for Fears, their first album in 18 years, can you believe? It's been a long time coming for these guys. For a while, it really looked like it was going to be a collaborations album pushed for by the record label, with Tears for Fears collaborating with a lot of very recent, very new artists. But the band just went into it. They described it as music speed dating, and all of the recordings from these sessions were scrapped. Then they started working on an album, but they just weren't quite feeling it. And then tragically, band member Roland Orzabal's wife passed away. And after that, he struggled with his health, at which point Kurt Smith just considered walking away from Tears for Fears. They reconvened in 2020 to try and get this album together and just work out where they were going to go as a band. They started work on the album in 2013. A greatest hits album with two new tracks had been released in advance of that in 2017 to kind of hype up this coming album that seemed that it was never going to arrive. But finally, they got everything together. They reconvened. They found their passion again and they started working on what has to be one of the greatest comeback records of all time, because Roland Orzabal's voice still has it, and the band, they are bringing something new to the table with very new production, very new instrumentation, but it still has that classic synth sound you would expect for Tears for Fears. It is Tears for Fears for the 21st century, for 2022. You've got songs talking about the patriarchy. They haven't lost any of their edge at all. It's really exciting. And the mood on this one, check it out. It is just so ambient. Truly masters of their craft. They are Tears for Fears. And this is End of Night on The Alternative Show.
This is The Alternative Show with Giles Cosgrove on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Till it crack and the lights come. What you needed,
Home Street Bleeding from Armstrong, online, on your smart speaker, on the app, and on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and you're listening to The Alternative Show. Our album of the week this week is brand new from Tears for Fears. More to come from them very, very soon. We've also got Vinyl Revival on the way and tracks from Kate Bush and Joy Division. Right now, we're going to dive into a gig guide and have a look at what you can see in the world of live music. And as we touched on in the music news, Ian Brown has announced his first solo tour in over a decade. You can guarantee you won't have to wear masks or social distance at that gig, or he'll have a temper tantrum. Some of his opinions regarding the pandemic leave a lot to be desired. Meanwhile, Teenage Cancer Trust, they've got so many artists playing on the lineup for a number of gigs taking place at the Royal Albert Hall, raising money for an immense cause. You've got Don Brocco, Madness and Paul Weller, The Who, Acoustic, Youngblood, Liam Gallagher, Ed Sheeran, and a night of comedy with Joel Dommett, Tom Allen, Rob Beckett, Rosie Jones, Judy Love, Ramesh Ranganathan, Sean Walsh, and Susie Ruffle. All money will go towards Teenage Cancer Trust, an amazing charity, immense cause, and by the sounds of things, a great night out for live music, or if you fancy it, live comedy at the Royal Albert Hall. Meanwhile, artists who've just announced they're playing live shows, as we touched on last week, Scouting for Girls. We've also got Super Organism, Remy Wolf, C-Matt, Mahalia, Kamal, Russell Dickerson, and Young's Teflon. Also trending at the moment, these are artists who've announced they're going on tour and their tickets are selling out very quickly. So if you want to see them, book tickets online right now. You've got Christina Aguilera, The Goa Express, Tommy Lafroy, Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott, James Arthur, Thievery Corporation, and Seb Loeb. My pick of the artists and the bands that are going on tour right now, well, it's got to be The Prodigy. And it's bittersweet because it is the first time The Prodigy have gone on tour and played live since the passing of Keith Flint. It's gutting, but his music lives on. They're paying tribute to him with their live shows on this tour. I gotta say, I really respect them for carrying on, because they've not just jumped at it and done a tribute tour or a tribute concert or something cheap. I think they've actually put some thought into this by the looks of things. They've sat down and tried to work out what Keith would have wanted. And let's be honest with you, from what we all saw of Keith, and let's be fair, he was a complex guy, but from what we all saw of Keith, the guy was down for a party and down for a live show. And I think he would have been gutted if the guy stopped for him. So The Prodigy will go on and they will go on tour. You can catch them live. And this is an all-time classic. It's Firestarter on The Alternative Show.
We'll be right back.
app and on your smart speaker. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM with Giles Cosgrove.
It's The Mez, and Yesterday, You Said Tomorrow, online, on the app, on your smart speaker, and on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and you're listening to The Alternative Show with 2 hours of rock, pop, and everything in between, introducing you to the most exciting new bands and artists in Taunton, the South West, and beyond. Still to come on the show, more from Tears for Fears and their brand new record, The Tipping Point. But right now, we're going to do a Vinyl Revival, and currently you can pre-order these albums on the plastic disc. You can pre-order the brand new record from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Unlimited Love. You can also pre-order Alive, 1997 from Daft Punk, Fighting Demons from Juice WRLD, Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, the 10th Anniversary Edition from M83, Gold Rush Kid from George Ezra, Life Is Yours from Foals, the self-titled debut record from Wet Leg, Original Pirate Material from The Streets, Crash from Charlie XCX, and Spider-Man No Way Home, the soundtrack, all available to pre-order right now on vinyl. Meanwhile, in the top 10 vinyl singles chart, at 10, we kick off with an entry that's up 15 places. All You're Dreaming Of from Liam Gallagher kicks us off at 10. 9, it's Texas Sun from Kahurabin and Leon Bridges. Lovely Eggs featuring Iggy Pop is there at 8 with I Moron. Ghost Town from The Specials is at 7. At 6, The Last Man on Earth from Wolf Alice. Wedding Present are at 5 with I Am Not Going to Fall in Love. Koala are brand new in at 4. Chasing, Wasting Time. Detox from Bored at My Grandma's House. What a name for a band that is. They deserve to be at number 1 just for their band name, but they are at number 3. It's a new entry for them. At 2, Hunter's Moon from Ghost. And at number 1, Aphelion from Arab Strap. Meanwhile, over in the top 10 vinyl albums chart, we've got a load of new entries. We kick off at 10 with Things Are Great from Band of Horses. Chris Barris Band is there at 9 with Death Valley Parade. At 8, it's Dangerous Woman from Ariana Grande. At 7, Koji Radical with Reason to Smile. At 6, it's Koala and Better With You. A re-entry at 5, meanwhile, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn from Pink Floyd. At 4, it's a re-entry, it's a re-release on vinyl. It's A Shame About Ray from the Lemonheads. At 3, meanwhile, it's Meridian, An Hour Before It's Dark. The Coral are at 2 with The Coral. And Stereophonics are brand new in at number 1, the best-selling UK vinyl album. It's Uchiha. But I tell you now, the Lemonheads really did something in the 90s. And we all love the original from Simon and Garfunkel. But I feel like the Lemonheads, in this day and age, that little edge that they brought to it, they kind of reinterpreted it for a modern, more jaded generation. Because we all know a Mrs. Robinson. She walks the walk, she talks the talk, but we all know her dirty little secret. And I feel like the Lemonheads kind of capture that wry grin with the whole track. That unless you know the film and unless you know the song, you don't quite get on the original. So taken from the album It's a Shame About Ray, this is the Lemonheads and their version of Mrs. Robinson on The Alternative Show.
The tracks you know and the tracks you don't. This is The Alternative Show with Giles Cosgrove on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
I stumble back sometimes, it's night, moonlight, and I know this high life. I took a stroll with closing arms, unharmed. I'm clinging on to this bottle, I'm calm. And I can tell just by the way you all got on. You sound I'm much worse than you thought. And if you feel as though I'm in a ditch, just think I'm still alive. I mean, another drink. Get your fairy dust off my new guitar. I'm doing alright so far. You can keep your latest fix on a different mixture. Apart from the mixture. How'd I end up down here? Situation got weird, got a little bit sad and I'm running out of gin. It's a Saturday night, losing track of what I'm drinking. Need a timeout cause it's blurry when I'm blinking. How you feel? Visiting your last time, making me unstable, crying for a pastime. Doctor needing needles, thinking little fix me. I have a broken heart from a film and it conflicts me. And you don't mind if you're spacing out your leaving. Apart from when you outside limitation. Get your fairy dust off my new guitar. I'm doing alright so far. You can keep your latest fix on a different mixture. Apart from the picture. Get your fairy dust off my new guitar.
Playing the tracks you know and the tracks you don't. This is The Alternative Show with Giles Cosgrove on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Radio.
Dance, 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 dance to the radio. It's Transmission from Joy Division right here on Tone FM. And before that, it was Nori J with Fairy Dust. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and you're listening to The Alternative Show with rock, pop, and everything in between. We're going to take a look at what the critics have made of our album of the week, the triumphant return of Tears for Fears. The album is called The Tipping Point, and The Independent, the UK newspaper, very hard to please. They gave it a full 5 stars out of 5. They said across the next 9 tracks, they deliver pounding pop thrills and arena-sized catharsis in a style that refines their distinctive sound instead of pimping it up. Meanwhile, AllMusic said this set is a classic-sounding Tears for Fears record, one that makes the listener take emotional, spiritual, and mental inventory of their inner world, even as the one outside rolls with trouble, violence, and madness. Welcome back, gents. We've missed you. Mojo, meanwhile, said the more chances Tears for Fears take, the more they thrive, and they take chances here. Seems like a new album was a good idea after all. Under the Radar, another positive review. The Tipping Point is clean, respectfully confident, and actually has a purpose that justifies its subtle grandiosity. And Pitchfork said, an album that feels like the most realized record Tears for Fears have ever made, a culmination of the musical and emotional themes they've held dear since their inception. The music press cannot get enough of this album, and I can see why. This will go down in history of music as one of the greatest comebacks ever. It's incredible. I've saved one of my personal favourites till last. This is a really great track, and it would be great no matter what band made it. But because it's Tears for Fears, it takes on that higher level of just wow. This is taken from our album of the week, The Return of Tears for Fears. This is My Demons on The Alternative Show.
Smoking gun. Why is my name in lights when my name is spelled wrong? Only means an attitude, a longitude and latitude. They will always find you when your cell phone is on. The satellites in space, it's violence, it's charm and grace. The middleman, the little man, the butcher and his dog. Turn on my baby eye, no need to wonder why.
Go!
With the bullet and the vest. We call the shake-up, the make-up and the break-up, the bursting off the vein that brings the blood to the chest. Ain't got no appetite, full up on beans and rice, a belly full of gasoline and a tongue that's turned black. Don't leave me all alone, I'll feel your data bone.
Go faster!
Breathing the dust, and I
Wonderful stuff. It's Tears for Fears and My Demons, taken from their spellbinding brand new record, The Tipping Point, our album of the week, right here on The Alternative Show. I've been Giles Cosgrove. You've been listening online, on your smart speaker, on the app, or maybe you've been listening on 107.8 FM. Thank you so much for joining me. Album of the week, as you heard, brand new from Tears for Fears. Make sure you check it out. We also put the spotlight on Bath band Floss Vita, whose brand new debut single comes out on the 2nd of April. It is called Jellyfish. You can pre-save it now. Make sure you do. Book tickets to see them live at Moles on the 2nd of April. Tickets available right now. They are debuting that single. It's going to be a big party. Tickets available online, moles.co.uk/events. We did a gig guide, music news and vinyl revival. But right now, we're going to end the show with a classic track. I'll be back next week. But for now, it's Running Up That Hill, Make a Deal with God from Kate Bush.
Yeah.